Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Al Smith. Batting seventh. The first baseman, J.C. Martin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Cam Carrion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cal McLish. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Cal McLish. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting third. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting eighth. The catcher, Valmy Thomas. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Perry. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Perry. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Aparicio moves to third. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Carrion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall takes first base on ball four. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards first. Martin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kirkland for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso takes first base on ball four. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Minoso moves to second. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Martin for the out. Minoso moves to third. Smith moves to second. One out. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is walked intentionally. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it, throws to the plate for one, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLish fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Phillips moves to second. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Phillips moves to third. Power moves to second. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Valmy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple misplays the ball. That's an error on Temple. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-1 in the game. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Minoso hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Minoso reaches second base with a double. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Minoso moves to third. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Carrion hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Minoso scores. Smith moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. K. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish is 0 for 1 in the game. McLish hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smith scores. Kerrion moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kerrion scores. McLish moves to second. It's 3-0, White Sox. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 2 in the game. Landis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McLish scores. Aparicio moves to second. It's 4-0, White Sox. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 1 in the game. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards first. Martin scoops it up and throws to first, with McLish covering, for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Power hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Power reaches second base with a double. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. Held hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Power scores. It's 4-1, White Sox. Valmy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Allen now pitching. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Minoso strikes out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. Martin takes first base on ball 4. Cam Kerrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerrion is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kerrion hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Fox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 2 in the game. Temple hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Temple reaches second base with a double. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Pearsall hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-3, White Sox. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-2 in the game. Francona hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-2 in the game. Kirkland hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Roselli pinch hits for Cal McLish. Bob Roselli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roselli hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Pilarczyk pinch runs for Bob Roselli. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Landis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-3, White Sox. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Pierce now pitching. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Power hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Held hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, White Sox. Valmy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann pinch hits for Bob Allen. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Funk now pitching. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Minoso hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Francona. Minoso reaches second base with a double. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Smith hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Francona. Smith reaches second base with a double. Minoso scores. It's 7-4, White Sox. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-2 in the game. With a walk, Martin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smith moves to third. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Carrion hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Smith tags and scores. One out. It's 8-4, White Sox. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-3 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Kirkland hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Francona moves to second. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Power hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-4 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a pop-up towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Landis hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Held hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Valmy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-3 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike DeLajas pinch hits for Frank Funk. Mike DeLajas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLajas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Schaefernoth now pitching. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 4 in the game. Robinson strikes out. 1 out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schaefernoth fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pierce fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 4 in the game. Francona hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Francona reaches second base with a double. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Kirkland is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.